harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 88. This week's recipe is a twist on an old favorite. You may have heard me mention the green bean recipe I make around the holidays, inspired by Molly Katzen's seared garlic green beans. I love these green beans at all times of the year, but they can be especially great to break up the richness of a holiday meal. I have nothing against canned green beans, but they are essentially an entirely different food from the fresh version. Searing and sautéing the beans, rather than boiling them, helps to maintain a beautiful, bright green color and a fresh flavor. You can find the green bean recipe on our website as part of Recipe Roundup episode number 38. But essentially, it's searing the green beans with salt, garlic, and red pepper flakes. This Thanksgiving, I made these green beans with one additional ingredient, Parmesan cheese. Since I was making a large amount of beans, I chose to sear them in three batches so that all of them were able to develop a nice coloring without becoming burned. When I finished a batch, I placed the beans into a casserole dish and tossed with shredded Parmesan cheese. Once I had done the same with the rest of the beans, I topped them all off with a thicker layer of the cheese. Since the beans were already cooked, all they really needed was about 3 minutes under the oven broiler to brown the cheese into a perfect golden crust. You're welcome to cook for longer, depending on how fresh versus cooked you want the beans. These were a big hit with my family this year. I think it's because it includes some of the creaminess of a classic green bean casserole, but without the heaviness of the traditional recipe. You can find my recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it in to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.